something for the weekend. Good morning. It is Trina Mari here, and we're whispering a little bit because I'm talking to Karen Vickers. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, Trina. I'm good. How are you?
And you are mammy to Olivia, Livy, as you like to call her as well. She's asleep in the next room, so that's why we're kind of whispering. You're hoping that she doesn't wake up during the interview. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm keeping good. I mean, I suppose everyone always says, like, how are we holding up? And I mean, at the very start, when we got her diagnosis, it was a big shock and your whole world is turned upside down. But to be honest, when it's all happening to Livy. So, I mean, I only get sad and stuff when I think about her, and it's all still ahead of her.
Yeah.
But she's just the happiest little baby now. And, you know, nothing has changed for her. And she's very giggly and always smiling and always in great form. Even when she's not well, she's still smiling and laughing. So, like, she's just the best, and she just keeps us happy and strong.
We better tell everyone what is happening with Livy at the moment. So she's just 9 months old, and is this your first child?
Yeah, she is. She's our first baby, yeah.
Yeah, so like myself, a little girl in the house, your absolute pride and joy. Just there in April, when the whole COVID-19 restrictions, everything had kicked in at that point, you got a terrible diagnosis for Olivia, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. So, I suppose just to give some kind of background, so Livy was born very healthy and happy little girl, and, you know, we were just in awe of her and just enjoying all, like, her first smile and kind of getting to recognise us as her parents and just everything. We're just all in our little bubble. And she was doing great. And then kind of around the 3.5, 4 months mark, you kind of start to, you know, expect things like rolling and lifting the head and stuff like that. So she kind of was lifting her head a little bit, like gaining a bit of head control, but never a lot. And then we're kind of mentioning different checkups and stuff, and I was just told keep going with the tummy time and she'll get there eventually. It was just again as lockdown started, she started to get worse and not better. So that's when I got really concerned, and I just started ringing around different GPs and nurses, and I finally got in touch with a lovely lady who works at Naval Ireland. I didn't even know at the time she's a physiotherapist, and I just said, can you just have a look at some of the videos of Olivia or Livy playing, just because I was concerned maybe she had a delay with her motor skills.
Yeah.
And then she was kind of the one that said, no, you need to see her, get seen by a paediatrician, just to mark out there's nothing kind of you know, medical concern there. And then that's when I was really worried. So we got in touch with a paediatrician, and he just over the phone asked me some very simple questions, and he was like, look, just again, to be on the safe side, let's get you checked into Crumlin Hospital. So it was just myself and Livy that could go to the hospital because of the lockdown, only one parent could attend. But you know yourself, you're looking online, and the worst thing, like, is to look online.
Dr. Google.
And then we were thinking, oh God, like, what if it's this, what if it's that? And then everyone was like, no, don't worry, like, she's such an alert and babbling baby and real happy and healthy weight, like, just go in and it'll be fine. So I was like, okay. So we went in, they were checking things off, like, look at that, look at this. I remember texting Keith and was like, this is really not good. And then they just called Keith on my phone on loudspeaker and gave us their diagnosis of spinal muscular atrophy type 1. And I never heard it before in my life. And they started to say stuff like 4 years ago, the babies didn't survive. But things like that, she wouldn't be able to walk or, you know, lift her head fully. You know, it's just all this stuff that's going in your head, that we had this genetic gene in our makeup that we passed on to Livy. And, you know, again, we didn't know that we were carrying this set of gene. And just all the stuff that's going through your head. I couldn't even stand up. I was just in shock.
Because you've so many hopes for them. And you just, when they're expected to hit these milestones and you go to the public health nurse and all that, and you do worry at those appointments all the time anyway. Because, you know, even I remember my little one, like, I mean, she's flying now. She's going to be 3 next week. But at the time, you know, they're going, oh, she really should be doing this and she should be doing that. And you start worrying. So for you, I suppose everyone around you was probably saying, oh, she'll be absolutely fine. Should they say that to everybody?
I'm a worrier as it is. And everyone who knows me knows I'm such a worrier. My mom and my sister, who are both kids, were like, you're so fussy over Olivia or Livy. Everything had to be perfect. And like that, when I go to appointments, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble now because she's not lifting her head like she should. And then I kind of feel relieved, like, no, she's doing well and she's thriving and, you know, keep going. And you're kind of like, okay, like, it's grand. But your gut, I was saying, I never knew what Livy had, but there's other little things that she was doing. And, you know, just your gut says something's wrong.
Your gut, mammy feeling that there was something up. And did your husband feel the same? Did he think, Keith, did he think it was there was something, or did he think that maybe you were being a little bit dramatic?
I think at the start, because like as I said, I'm a worrier and I've been having her in A&E over like anything. First baby, and I don't even know it's first baby, I don't know, but I just was right in A&E if anything was wrong. And like Keith, I'd say he was sometimes like, oh, she's been over fussy. But like, I think after a while he was like, okay, I think when, as I said, when the lockdown started, then that lovely lady in the physiotherapy was like, get her seen by a pediatrician. I think you've started to worry then. Yeah. Whereas I was at, on my back of mind, I was like, is everything okay, you know? But yeah.
So you got the diagnosis. So what have they said then? What can they do? What does the future hold for Olivia?
Yeah, so I mean, we are lucky in the sense because, as I said, a couple of years ago, or I think only like recently, 4 years ago, they didn't have any treatment available for babies with this condition. And sadly, the babies just didn't survive past their second birthday, which is just earth-shattering. Like, I can't imagine for those parents. Like, it's awful. So there was a drug introduced into Ireland through campaigning called Spinraza. And what the Spinraza does, it's given through a lumbar puncture, and it looks to slow it down because it is a progressive condition that Livy has, and it affects all her muscles that she uses for, you know, head control, lying on her belly, crawling, walking, sitting up, swallowing and breathing. So that looks to slow it down. But they kind of managed their expectations and said, look, with this treatment, what we kind of be looking for is for her to sit with support. Mm-hmm. Like she'd never walk, and she would definitely need to have feeding and breathing intervention. Now, she already wears a mask at night for to help her breathe. So, I mean, we're just like, oh, God. And then they also mentioned a drug that's available in the States called Zolgensma. And that's a once-off treatment. It's the same procedure. It's given through a lumbar puncture, but it looks to replace the gene that Livy's missing.
Okay.
And we researched everything. Like, as soon as we got the options, we researched everything. And we were reading about stories of parents that took their children to the States and got this treatment. Children were standing, taking first steps. Children that were choking on their food were able to swallow again. It's just incredible because obviously the life you'd planned for your daughter and the life that you planned she would have herself is gone, but it's just about quality of life and letting her have some good enjoyment and having some quality of life. And we said to ourselves that if she was able to stand and swallow and not get the tubes, you know, and not get the breathing mask a day, she could go to things like school, you know, possibly, you know, and have a longer life as well. Like, it's just incredible. We have to do it. It's a crazy amount of money. The Zolgensma, because it's not available here, you have to fundraise for it. And it's $2.1 million. Like, it's a massive amount of money. But we just have to give it our all. Like we just said, we couldn't live it ourselves if we didn't.
I assume as well, I don't know whether you're working before you had her or what the plan was, but I assume this means that you need to be at home with her, so she can't go to a creche or anything like that. So you can't even get back out earning.
Yeah, so I mean, my employer has been incredible because I had planned to go back in July and I had placed Livy in for a creche and all that, reserved that and everything, and then we got the news. And the thing about Livy's condition is that every child is so different, so you don't know what the outcome is for her. Like, you just have to take it day by day. So I am applying for carers leave, which means I won't be going back anytime soon. I explained to my employer, look, I can't tell you if I will be coming back, if I'll be coming back in a year. So basically, yeah, I'll be Livy's full-time carer.
So life has totally changed, really, hasn't it, for the whole family? All right, so we want to get money in. This is the goal, really, isn't it? This is why we're talking to you today. We need to raise $2.1 million. Oh, my God.
I know. And people say to me, like, what do you think of that? I know, like, it's so much money. It's awful. But like, if they said it was 3 million, you'd still want to fundraise for it because it's just the chance, the opportunity you could give your daughter. It's just, it's very hard. Like,
of course, think of your own children.
Not to go for it.
Yeah. If it was your own child, you would do it in a heartbeat. You do everything you could to get that money together. So there's a lot of fundraising going on, I know. And I know a couple of lads from Keith's hometown in Donegal did a charity event there as well, didn't they? What was it? They climbed a mountain,
the height of Mount Everest. They climbed a mountain in Donegal and they climbed it 20 times over the weekend in the equivalent to
up and down, was it?
I know. Yeah, and they camped there and all. I don't even think I could climb a mountain once.
I know, I can barely get up the estate. There's such a hill here. So how can people donate? Because look, if you have a fiver, if you have a tenner, if you've 20 quid, if you've 50 quid lying there because you haven't gotten around to getting all the shopping that you normally spend your money on during COVID-19 because we've all been at home. And I think a lot of people have actually saved a few quid. Please, please, just think of Olivia and how this can be life-changing for, I mean, a couple of tops that you're going to buy in pennies are not going to change your life, but this could actually change Olivia's life, couldn't it?
Yeah, like I'd say to people, I understand this COVID-19 is a horrible time and a real uncertain time for a lot of people. And it's a hard time as well, like you're separated from family and friends. But I would just ask, anyway, you can, if you don't have the money to donate, you can go onto our GoFundMe page, A Better Life for Livvy, and just share it with your friends and your family. Spread the word out that way. And we also have a Facebook page, A Better Life for Livvy, and there's other ways to donate if you didn't want to go through GoFundMe. And we have a PayPal and up there as well. So look, whatever people can do, if you even want to get involved in fundraising events, like we have some fantastic events as well going on. Young lad Rory from Rory Stories is soloing a ball from Ballarat to Carrington. So like, I mean, if people want to even get involved in fundraising as well, like anything, we just so appreciate it.
So the GoFundMe page, I think that's probably the simplest way for people if they want to do it this very second. I think we're all used to GoFundMe at this point. What is that page called?
Yeah, so it's on GoFundMe and it's A Better Life for Livvy.
A Better Life for Livvy. And fingers crossed, we can try and make a few quid for you. I know every euro is going to really help because there's a time frame on this, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. So Livvy is nearly 10 months old and this treatment is only available up to the age of 2. But also with that, the sooner she receives the treatment, the better effect it will have because it'll stop it in its tracks how far it's gone. So the early she receives the treatment is so important as well.
You can't be putting this on the back burner. This needs to be done now, really, doesn't it? We need to get to the goal very, very quickly.
You do have your dark or your down days. She's her same little happy self. And like, she's so at that age now, she can pick up everything. So like, she'll know if you're down or upset. So you just have to keep happy. And she makes that very easy. She's such a lovely little baby.
Oh, my heart goes out to you. I can only imagine what it's like because I'm a mammy of a little girl as well. And it's just so life-changing, isn't it?
You don't get it,
I don't think, until, you know, the way you think, oh, sure, I love my nieces and nephews and all that. It's totally different, isn't it, when you become a mammy?
Yeah. It's like the little face lights up when you come in and all. And, oh, like, it's just pure love. Like, you can't describe it.
Well, listen, we're going to do our very best for try and get this money in. I'll jump onto GoFundMe myself now in just a sec and give you a few quid as well. We might check in a few weeks' time and see how you're getting on and maybe give it another push if you need to try and get more money in. Why don't we do that?
Oh, that sounds great, Trine. And look, I just want to say to everyone listening, so, so much appreciate everyone that's gotten involved so far through fundraising, through donating and sharing our page. Like, it's incredible. Strangers that don't know Livvy, and we just so appreciate it.
Oh, look, it doesn't matter they don't know yet. This is a little 9-month old girl and we want to make a difference for her. So I hope that you're doing okay and Keith is doing okay. I know, really hard time for you as parents, particularly as new parents. You're trying to get used to adjusting to life as parents and then this is thrown at you. So I know it can't be easy. So keep the spirits up, won't you? You have to keep going for her.
Yeah, thanks, Trina. Yeah, no, definitely we will.
Okay. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.